Well, Ms. Tammy Blackwell visiting with us this morning from the Marshall County Public Library. And don't forget, it is Election Day here in Kentucky, so make sure if you haven't voted already to do so by 6 p.m. And we'll have the election returns this evening. We'll have our crew here starting probably a little before that. I don't know any official time yet, but we'll probably have several numbers to already go over with time zone change. So we'll have probably several numbers already to report, but we'll certainly give you Marshall County and Western Kentucky and keep up with all the latest numbers on the races tonight. So make sure you vote. Do that by 6 p.m. this evening, and then tune it to 99.1 WCBL. Well, Tammy, the schools are closed, but the library is open today, so a great day to get out.
Yes, it's a great day to visit the library. All branches are open. We are still having story hour at our Calvert City branch. We will not have after school program since there is no school to be after. still story hour happening this morning at 10 o'clock at Calvert City. And great day to get out and visit your local public library.
That's right. And I know you have lots of programs. I see the calendar you brought with you. And not too many days that you don't have events on.
You know, this is the November calendar, and it's actually looks pretty sparse to me compared to October. In October, we had 96 programs with 2,542 attendees.
Wow.
And there were days I felt like there were 2,542 children in the library all at the same time.
I imagine.
So October was a super busy month. We had a ton of stuff going on, and everybody showed up for it. It was wonderful. So November is a little slower. We still have all of our regularly scheduled story hours and after school programs, our Friday yoga, the laugh and learns that we have at each branch once a month. But as far as special programs, we don't have a ton of those going on this month. We do have two programs for seniors coming up. On Thursday, this Thursday, the 9th, from 1 to 3 at Benton, they're doing Uno for seniors.
I remember that.
So if you are, you know, getting up there, maybe past the 45 that I am, and want to play some Uno, maybe you don't remember how, they will teach you. But they always have a good group gather for these senior games at our Benton branch, and it's really just a chance for people to get together and get out of their house and do something, have fun. So go out, make some friends, play some Uno. And then next Thursday, on the 16th from 9 to 10 at Calvert, we do our breakfast and bingo program, which is mostly for older adults. So you show up, eat some donuts, play some bingo, win some prizes. Everybody loves some bingo. So those two programs for our older people are coming up.
And like you say, the Uno, it's just kind of secondary to getting together and the socializing.
So many of our programs are that way. What I really think the library is doing an excellent job of right now is building community and keeping Marshall County a small town. You know, we live in a world where you can connect to anybody in any country instantaneously. And it's so you have all these like online connections, but these local connections, these physical connections aren't being made like they once were. And I think the library is really doing a good job of pulling people in, putting them in a space together where they can make those connections. They can get to know one another. They can build their community and have people locally who know them and care about them. There is a book called Palaces for the People, and it talks about social infrastructure and how a healthy community has this social infrastructure on top of the physical infrastructure that allows people to make those connections. They did a study in Chicago. There was a year that Chicago had a horrible heat wave and lots of people died. And when you looked, there would be communities sitting side by side that had the same like socioeconomic everything, but one community would have less deaths than the other. And they realized it was because those people had this social infrastructure. There were places they were going. There were libraries and parks and stuff.
And
when somebody didn't see somebody, they would go check on them.
Yeah.
And so I think libraries are really important for that right now, more so even than we were 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, I think so too. You're really seeing a lack of that. So I'm glad y'all are stepping in to help with that. That's wonderful. And again, a lot of events going on, and the best way, you can go online. You're keep up to date with social media. You do emails.
We will email you. We post on Facebook all the time. And, you know, I think it's Thursday. The new Marshall County Public Library website goes live.
Oh, is that right?
And we have been working very, very hard on this for probably 6 months now. The schedule went live back in August, and everybody has really been enjoying that schedule, being able to filter the options and really see what's happening. You know, you get more information. You can sign up for the ones that have to be registered for directly on there. And for those people who use the meeting rooms, you can schedule the meeting room yourself right there on the computer. You don't have to call. People are loving that aspect. And I think when you see the full website, you're all going to really love that too. It's making everything so much more accessible, so much easier to find. It's got a lot of great information on it, and it's attractive, so that's nice.
Yeah, and how long have you been working on that?
I mean, it's been a long time.
The website you have now is pretty good.
It is. It is a nice website.
Of course,
but
if you go to look at our stuff, you'd see why you think
yours is good. But we've been working with a group called Library Market. They only work with public libraries, and so they understand the need that we have so much information, and then to put it in a nice, organized way that's easy to find. So I'm really looking forward to that launching and everybody seeing. It was more work on my part than I was anticipating. There were a couple of weeks where I was like, oh my gosh.
There's just so much to put in there.
There is so much to put in there. So I'm really excited that that's coming up, and you know, you'll be able to find things super easy, including programming information.
Yeah. Well, I listen, we run some of them on the AM station, the oral histories.
Yes.
Those were done, Ray Mofield did those back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And those are so interesting to listen to.
They are. Actually, we are kind of converting those a little for the website. That part may not be super ready by Thursday, but as they're transferring them and stuff, they've been listening to them, and yes, they're quite interesting.
Yeah. And the thing that is so interesting to me is, like, they had one with Hatler Morgan, which is a great man, lived here in the county and did wonderful things, and listening to his perspective, this was done in like 1985-86, but listening to him talking about the old days, and this was from 1986. You know, that his current perspective, you know, we look back on now, it's just a unique perspective.
Yes.
To listen to someone, you know, 40 years ago talking about things that were 40 years ago.
Yes.
So
definitely.
It's very interesting. And some of the things, you think things have changed so much, and they haven't in many ways.
No.
So it's really, I'd encourage anybody to listen to those. They're very well done, and appreciate the library for posting all those.
And if you go to our current website, marshallcolibrary.org, they are on there. You know, something else we have on there that's fun to look at are all the old newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have newspapers going back way, way far. And pulling those up and looking through them, especially the ones, you know, in the early 1900s, you're just like, you know, it's reporting on things like Petulia's grandchildren come to visit from Paducah this weekend, you know. It's real fun to sometimes just look through those. And old yearbooks.
Oh, yes. Cindy uses those to poke fun at us.
Oh, I thought to figure out who's who, because I do that a lot, too. Yes. I'll be like, oh, what was their name?
Yeah, she'll get us on that stuff. But those are fun to look through, though.
They are. Lots of local history stuff available on the library's website, and it will still be available as we transition to the new one. It may take a little while for all of it to show up, because it is quite a bit of information.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, those are good, though. It's good stuff to look through. Well, Tammy Blackwell visiting with us this morning from the Marshall County Public Library, talking about the three branches and all the different programming they have going on. And as she mentioned, this Thursday, the 9th is UNO.
Yeah.
For it, not necessarily seniors, or yeah. Is it older?
Well, we call it Fun and Games for Seniors, but again, if you're my age, which is 45, you are welcome as well. but it's during the days, kids are at school, and it's just a chance for, you know, people to come, hang out, spend some time together.
There you go. And today, is the library is open, so if your kids are out of school looking for something for them to do, then take them to the library.
Absolutely.
Any of the three branches, and they are open today. Well, we'll go ahead and get to a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Tammy right after this.